Does the lady's coughing disturb you at all?
Would someone like to give aid to her?
Yes, we have done what we can, but she said she would go out if you find it disturbing. No bother.
Don't be concerned for me.
Thank you very much.
We will help.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for doing as I suggested last time. For that, I am grateful.
It's a pleasure.
I would like to suggest that the group as a whole focus their attention to the center of the room.
Yes.
I would like them all to focus the thought of love. That is all. Try not to imagine what may or could happen. I have said to you, we are trying something different. But of course, we must go slowly, slowly.
Yes. Nobody has a big burden.
No, of course. I would suggest no sudden noises whilst this is taking place.
Okay.
By that I mean sudden bangs, loud speech. You know what I mean.
Yes. Thank you.
We must take care of the instrument which is being used.
Okay.
I, of course, will encompass him in protection. But outward noises can be very distracting.
Yes, they can. Thank you for your protection for him.
Once again, I say to all of you, focus your minds in love. That is all I ask of you. Let us see what can be achieved.
Thank you.
I will tell you towards the end if it has not been achieved this time.
Right.
But try to keep your minds focused, giving love to the instrument in the center.
Right.
The rescue that followed has been edited out of this recording because it may have been possible to identify the person involved, which could have caused problems for the family.
Before we continue, may I speak? Before we carry on, I would like to speak to
you. Yes, please, madam. I'll just bring this instrument back properly.
He will be fine. Do not be concerned.
Good.
I wish to say to you all, this has been no ordinary rescue. It takes much to bring someone who has been enveloped in a cloak of darkness for such a short period of time. It is difficult for the instrument being used, and that is why I have cloaked him in protection. I thank you all for the love extended to him. It has been felt. To bring someone from the depths of darkness in which he has been entombed is no mean feat. We are pleased it has happened, and I hope you all can understand what has been involved this time. I shall endeavor to bring you many more people, not of a rescue nature, but of an informative one.
Good.
But I wished you all to see what can be done by the power of your thoughts, by that love that encompasses all. And for that, I truly thank you.
We thank you for your trust in us.
The instrument will be well cared for. Do not have any concerns on that matter.
Thank you.
To you this. It is difficult enough for them to return without giving too much information. I know you sometimes find this hard to understand, but if only you could see the effort involved, that would not be a query. But I can say to you, there will be those who come who will give you all the information that you so seek. It is difficult for those of a lower nature, shall I say, to express themselves because, of course, they are held back by their own emotions. Surely this is understandable to you.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
I want to thank the instrument who has been used. We are grateful for letting us use him, because that was not an easy one to bring. He will be looked after and will be used so much more.
Thank you.
Is he prepared to continue?
Yeah.
Let us then continue.
Right.
I ask again, no sudden noises, bangs, or loud noises of any kind.
Come. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
Would you like to tell me why you've come to see us?
I don't know why I've come. They brought you here.
Mm-hmm. You've no idea why they brought you?
Mm-hmm. Just follow the light around here.
Mm-hmm. Where have you come from? Can you tell us that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Allow him to continue, please.
Right.
As he speaks, so should the knowledge come to him.
Thank you. Right. Well, let's see if we can find out where you've come from and why you've come here, shall we? And agreeable?
Yes.
What do you last remember?
I remember the smell.
What was it?
I remember the smell.
Sorry, I just speak up a bit.
I
remember swimming. And where was that?
Out in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
It was out in the sea.
Out in the sea. And that's the last thing you remember?
Yeah.
Except that you remembered you had gone too far out. You hadn't allowed to the tide, had you? That's right.
That's why I couldn't swim back.
Okay. You made a miscalculation in your timing.
Yeah, I'm getting weaker now.
Mm-hmm.
Weaker.
That's it. And then?
Again, I'm just remembering waking up here now.
You remember nothing in between?
No.
Well, you can guess what happened to you, can't you? You drowned. And had you ever thought what happened after death, in whatever way it might occur?
Not really, no.
You'd never thought about it to any extent?
No.
Did you go to church?
No.
Oh, well, it's not a bad idea to keep away from it anyway. Well, what happens, my friend, is that when the physical body dies, as yours did, the essential being, which is the spirit, is released, and that takes on itself another body, living in the next plane of life, because the spirit is indestructible, and the spirit is the essential you, or I. The body is only a physical shell that the spirit occupies whilst it is living in the physical world. So you have to keep on living, and that is why you've been brought here, to make you realize this, that you are very much alive. You're talking to me, aren't you?
Yes.
Shake hands, Rudo. You can feel that, it's not a dream.
No.
I'm going to press your hand a bit. That wouldn't happen in a dream, would it?
No.
Right, so you know you're alive. What sort of living did you make on this earth? What did you do for a living?
I was unemployed.
Mm-hmm. You were unemployed?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
Mm-hmm. You'd rather work?
Yes.
What would you like to do if you had a decent job to go to? Ever thought about it?
No.
How would you like to occupy yourself?
I'd like to teach people to swim.
Would you? Well, how would you like to be able to do that? Do it actually, without it being just a thought. Would that appeal to you?
Yes.
You wouldn't require any payment because you don't need money in the next world.
But why?
So?
Why don't you need money?
Because you just don't need it. What you need for your existence there is provided in rather different ways from what you have in this world. But do take my word for it that you will be provided for. You won't have hunger or thirst. And if you do, you can satisfy that without any need for money. It's all provided free. Whatever you need, just as the lessons you give in swimming will be given free, you won't be given any payment for them. You will have the pleasure of seeing others learn to swim. They're going to satisfy you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, any questions you'd like to ask?
Just how do I find this place?
Well, you don't remember being brought here, do you?
Right.
You'll be taken away in the same way. You won't remember the journey, but you'll wake up in a few minutes in the next plane of life where you will now have to live. You will be shown where the pupils are, you will be shown where the water is for teaching them. And when you get tired of teaching them, there are plenty of other occupations you can take up.
I shall go up to the table and tie.
You won't be tied, says the word here.
No.
So you don't have to worry about that. In any case, it's the word you would know when they were going to turn. And you could
get back to shore quite safely. You will have a great deal more ability in your mind than you have or you had when you were on Earth. You will be aware of much more of things around you and what is happening around you. Also, your pupils won't be able to drown. The water is quite different. It's another surprise for you, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
So, you should be able to teach many of them very quickly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You ready to go back now? Start lessons?
I hear someone calling me.
That's right. Time is up. Well, we all wish you a lot of joy in your swimming and teaching of others.
Thank you.
Goodbye to you. Anybody who comes here, whether they should be here or not, we would always try and help them.
We know your light attracts many, but that is not the purpose of why I am here.
Yeah.
That work can continue other times.
That's right. It goes through my mind that he might make a good guardian.
No doubt, no doubt, I will speak with him. But let me say, it is not my intention this evening.
No.
But you see, does it not prove that even with my long experience, I too am not infallible?
Right. That's a very interesting lesson.
What I wish to achieve has really not taken place that time. But I hope the first communicator was interesting to you.
It certainly was. Very.
And I will say, is there anything you wish to say before I draw this meeting to an end?
Would anybody like to say anything to Solomon?
Just to thank him very much for the evening.
I thank the lady. Let me say to her, she has a big and a generous heart. Sometimes too much for her own good. But let me say to her, take care around your solar plexus area. Will you listen to me?
Yes.
Be careful, especially over the coming months.
Okay.
You are rather prone to chills, are you not?
Well, just sometimes I'm getting awful cold in the winter.
No, don't worry about the throat area. Be concerned around here. But you are a good and generous spirit.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Right, it only remains me to thank you once more on behalf of everybody for a very instructive and enjoyable evening.
There can do together.
Good.
For that I am eternally grateful to you for allowing me into your room, into your hearts, into your thoughts. I leave you this time, as usual, with my blessing, and ask you to love one another.
Thank you. And our love goes with you, of course. And we look forward to our next meeting.